Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
She stood in a parking lot in California and she lied. Lied to the police, lied to the cameras, lied to a committee that organized search teams for her dead son. Rebecca Harrow is her name. Remember that if you happen to be incarcerated with her or know someone is in the next handful of years. Yeah, she's the type of person that once incarcerated, once back there, once facing the consequences for her actual actions, that prison doesn't do well for. People don't take too kindly to people who were involved in the unaliving of their own child. 42 years old, mother of 7-year-old Emmanuel Harrow. She stood in front of a Big Five sporting goods store with a black eye she had somehow conveniently acquired. She told the world a stranger said, "Hola," and knocked her unconscious while she was changing his diaper in the parking lot. The baby was gone when she came to, she said. She begged on television, "Please come and bring my son back. I'm begging you." Every single word of it, utter bullshit. She knew it when she said it. She watched the cameras roll. She watched volunteers walk through the brush and check storm drains. She watched candlelight vigils from outside her home. And she said nothing. For 8 days, this shell of a human, really just a glob of genetic defect, if you will, for 8 days sustained an invented kidnapping. So the man she was married to, who already had a track record of being a horrible, monstrous piece of shit as well to children, wouldn't have to answer for taking the life of their own son. That's the lovely person you're dealing with right here. She's 42. She's had enough life reps to try and get her shit in order. It hasn't happened yet. This person serves no purpose sharing the oxygen with the rest of us. Think about what it took to put a black eye on her face. Someone hit her. Either she did it to herself somehow, hard enough to leave a visible bruise, the cameras would pick up, or she asked Jake to hit her, or she let him. Either possibility tells you everything you need to know about this woman. She injured herself or invented the injury to herself to make a fake kidnapping look real. Then she sat down in front of a television reporter with that bruise on her face and sold it. That is Rebecca Harrow. Again, remember her name. If you know somebody incarcerated with her that may have, a violent past, has no reason to leave and has every reason to welcome folks to the big house and in their own unique way, and Rebecca's coming, well, let's get this party started. I'm not encouraging anything illegal or bad. I'm talking about a party, right? Party. That is who took a plea deal in Riverside County. The only reason we're talking about her at all is because investigators were good enough to crack her. They found the inconsistencies in her story. They arrested her before she could spend the rest of her life pretending to be the grieving mother of a missing child. Emmanuel Harrow was 7 months old. He could not roll away from danger. He could not call for help. He could not tell anyone what was being done to him. The only line of defense a baby that age has is the adults in the room. The adults in Emmanuel's room were Rebecca and Jake Harrow. One of them killed him. The other one stood by while it happened, did nothing for months, and then helped invent a fake kidnapping to cover it up. So we continue to go through the story. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Those links are in the description. And be sure to press subscribe. If you're new to the channel, just hit it. You're going to love it. This is what we do all day, every day. Hit the bell, do whatever so you don't miss what we're talking about here. The prosecutor said it clean. Rebecca did not lay hands on her son. That's the only mercy in this entire case. And if it is the thinnest mercy that there is, there really is. What she did do, in the prosecutor's exact words, was repeatedly and consistently choose not to intervene on behalf of her son in spite of his evident and accelerating physical deterioration. Her seven-month-old physically deteriorating in front of her, accelerating. And she made a choice every single day for months not to stop it, not to drive him to a hospital, not to walk him out the door, not to pick up a phone, not to call her mother, a sister, a neighbor, a friend, a hotline, 911, nothing. She let him continue to deteriorate, continue to be abused by the boy's father, her husband. She knew what Jake was, her husband. She did not have to guess. She did not have to wonder. The man came pre-documented. In 2023, Jake Haro pled out in Riverside County to child cruelty charges. That's not a rumor. That is something his ex-wife alleged on social media. That is a conviction on paper. In 2024, he picked up another case, illegal possession of a loaded firearm, probation violations, and his ex-wife, the mother of another of his children, had at one point gone into court and asked a judge for a domestic violence restraining order. She specifically requested protection for a child she shared with him. And this bitch said, "Honey, I'm home." Rebecca Haro could have pulled every one of those court records before she got pregnant. She could have pulled them while she was pregnant. She could have pulled them after Emmanuel was born and decided, while looking at her infant in her crib, maybe this ain't the best environment for my little boy. And she did none of it. She brought a baby into a house with a documented child cruelty conviction, sleeping in the other room. And when the baby started showing signs the prosecutor described as visible, escalating, accelerating, she stayed. Days became weeks, weeks became months. The baby got worse and she stayed. And it wasn't like the baby was just deteriorating on his own. Mm-mm. This was at the hands of dad, and possibly mom, in my opinion. Nobody knows exactly when Emmanuel died. Nobody knows exactly how. What is on the record is that the forensic pediatric specialist saw in the photos and videos collected from inside that house over the months of Emmanuel's short life. The specialist saw abnormal movement in his extremities consistent with brain injury. The prosecutor used the words prolonged and persistent. And when the baby was finally gone, Rebecca and Jake Haro sat down together and decided to lie. Not just a lie, a production. The black eye, the specific scripted detail, the single word hola delivered with practiced grief into the lens of every reporter who would listen. An on-camera appearance less than 24 hours after her son was reported missing, tears, begging, asking the public for help while the body of her son was already, well, wherever Jake decided to put it. 8 days. 8 days she sustained the performance. 8 days she told strangers outside of her house, "Please help me." Candlelight vigils for a baby she knew was dead. National news cycle, online sleuths picking apart her timeline. Detectives serving search warrants and seizing phones, two iPads, one of them still in the box. Jake had been spending money on electronics while his son was being beaten. They took the family vehicle. She kept lying. She didn't break. She did not crack under the camera. She did not collapse into a confession. The sheriff's department had to confront her with the inconsistencies in her own story, and her response was to stop talking to investigators entirely. "Oh, shoot, they figured me out." We called bullshit from day one. After she was arrested and charged with murder, Rebecca Haro, of course, pled not guilty. Can't be accountable for your actions. This is someone who never has been, never will be. Probably incapable of it. Again, whoever's going to be bunking up with this bitch, I hope they're not nice. She maintained her innocence. She sat in custody at the Robert Presley Jail on $1 million bail. And the criminal justice apparatus continued churning towards her as if she had not done what she had done. She's going to take it to trial. She's going to make 12 jurors look at the evidence and decide her fate. In the morning of her preliminary hearing, with prosecutors about to put their evidence in front of a judge for the first time, she folded. She took the deal. She stood up in court in front of Judge Jerry Yang and answered yes. Yes, Your Honor, to every question the judge asked her about understanding what she was doing. Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. The same woman who had begged on camera for her son's return now stood in front of a judge and yes, Your Honored her way into a plea on letting him die. There's another child in this story, a 2-year-old. The day Rebecca and Jake Haro were finally arrested, the state of California removed that toddler from his home and placed him with Riverside County Child Protective Services. That's the legal bar the state had to clear, finding that an infant's death, an active murder investigation, and the demonstrated history of both parents made his older brother actively unsafe in his own home with his own family. It took that much. Despite all the evidence, despite it all, it was like, we're not quite, we got to make sure. Yeah, this is how kids die. Rebecca Haro is the kind of parent the state of California takes children away from. For all of this, the watching, the silence, the lies, the cover-up, the on-camera tears, the kidnapping that never happened, the 7-month-old whose body has never been found and never will be, Rebecca Haro received 12 years and 8 months in state prison. The murder charge went away. The false police report charge went away. 12 years and 8 months total. That's the amount of time he got behind bars, my friends. If you're behind, I know we have a lot of folks in prison who listen to the show and enjoy it. And hi, I'm glad we can give you some company. 12 and a half years, probably less than that, you know, with good behavior or whatever. That's all the time you got. The clock is ticking, my friends. It's ticking. Because after 12 years, she's back out. She can get in contact with children. She can be just as a responsible tornado mess as she was the first time she was around. Do we really want that for society? There's a way it can be stopped. Not saying how or why or when or what, but I'm just saying. It's been done before. She'll be in her mid-50s when she walks out of prison. She'll have decades of life left. She'll eat in restaurants. She'll feel sunlight on her face. She will laugh at jokes. She'll get her hair done. She will at some point hold someone's child in her arms again. She gets all of that. Unless you, behind bars, stop that. I'm not encouraging anything or saying anything. I'm just saying, I don't know. Is there? There might be a way. I don't know. Maybe. Could it be? I don't know. Emmanuel does not get any of it. Emmanuel does not get his first birthday. Emmanuel does not get his first words. Emmanuel does not get to learn to walk or start school or have a friend or grow up. Emmanuel does not get a grave. He does not get a marker. He does not get a place in a world that anyone who loved him can stand and put down flowers. But someone might fill your commissary a lot if all of that gets prevented. I'm not saying it's going to be me, but I'm saying the general public would probably be grateful to someone who prevents that person from performing those actions I just described. Again, not saying to do anything wrong or illegal or violent or bad. Just saying. Don't know exactly what I'm saying, but I'm saying. That's the math the Riverside County District Attorney's Office decided on. That is the price tag for what Rebecca Haro did. 12 years and change. And she gets her life back. Or does she? Her husband, the man who actually killed Emmanuel, is doing 32 years to life. Jake Haro pled guilty in October of 2025 to second-degree murder and related charges. He was sentenced the following month. He will, in all likelihood, die in prison. That is the right outcome. That is the system functioning correctly when applied to a person who takes the life of a baby. Rebecca, however, apparently is different. Rebecca did not directly kill her son. Rebecca watched her son be killed and then helped lie about it on national television. The prosecutor called her plea a reflection of her sins, a fraternal omission. Omission. The things she did not do, the phone call she did not place, the hospital she did not drive to, the door she did not walk out with her baby in her arms. But omission is the wrong word for what Rebecca did. Omission is too clean. Omission is what you call it when a parent forgets to renew a prescription, when a babysitter leaves the gate open, when an oversight has consequences. Rebecca Harrow did not oversee. She did not fail to act. She made a series of active choices every single day for months to do nothing while a baby was being killed in her house. And then, when the baby was dead, she put on a show. She bruised her own face. She scripted a one-word foreign language detail. She sat in front of a television camera with tears in her eyes and begged a kidnapper who never existed to please return the son she had helped hide. There are mothers in this country who have lost children the way mothers actually lose children, to disease, to accident, to a stranger's actual violence. Mothers who burn down the sky to bring their child back exist. Mothers who would trade every year they have left for one more hour. Rebecca Harrow had a chance to save her child every single day for months. She did not take it, not once. And then she went on television with a black eye and a script and lied about how he disappeared. 12 years and 8 months. That's what Emmanuel Harrow's life was worth in a Riverside County courtroom when his mother decided saving him was not worth the inconvenience. That's the price tag the legal system put on standing by while a 7-month-old was killed in his own home. Emmanuel Harrow deserved every single thing a child his age deserves. He got two parents. Both of them failed him in the worst way a parent can fail. One of them killed him. The other one stood by, watched it happen, helped hide his body, put a bruise on her face, and went on television to lie. They put their son somewhere nobody's ever going to find him. One of them, the woman who watched it all and chose to do nothing, will eventually walk out of prison and start over. That's the story. That is what Rebecca Harrow is. That is who she has been the entire time. The cameras did not catch a grieving mother. The cameras caught a performance of a monster. A monster that needs to be stopped. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. The links are in the description. We'll continue our conversation there. Hit subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss any of our coverage. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.